This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You must fight. I know it's hard to believe that you live in a time and you live in a place that you have to fight for your survival. The survival of truth, the survival of justice, the survival of the rule of law, you got to fight for it. You would think it's innate to man's DNA that says, I want to get what's right. I want the right thing to be what, you know, gets light shined on it. But no. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's the wrong way to put it. In other words, you want evil exposed by the truth. Quite the opposite. What we live in a time where Democrats want evil hidden and the truth to be reviled. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm amazed that we've gotten to a time where we know, I'll use Trump as an example, but there are millions of examples every day of this type of thing going on. We have corrupt officials. And by the way, this is proven at this point, and we'll go more into it in the broadcast, but that try to tip the scales against a citizen of America, all because they disagreed with his political ideology. They didn't want him to win because they see things differently. And I'm not talking about voting somebody out, you know, and saying, look, we believe we have the majority of the people who want a plurality. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you. The majority of the people want, you know, so-and-so to win. If they'd wanted Hillary Clinton to win, she would have won, but she didn't. And end of story. But here's the thing. Had Hillary Clinton won, and she's a terrible example because she's got a lot of scandals, you know, for her with the Clinton Foundation, but had she won fair and square, there's no way there'd be a witch hunt. And certainly there was no, well, we would have found the witch, right? But certainly there was no cabal. There was nothing against her to make us, you know, oh, we're going to get Hillary no matter what. We'll impeach her. We'll do all these other things. Even though Hillary deserved it. Trump has done nothing except beat the establishment, and we are uncovering evidence that would just blow your mind. The Democrats flatly do not want to let go of the, and I get it. I get it. They've been caught. They have there's nothing else they have left to do. So they have to now play this crazy game that says, let's make Trump guilty. We must make him guilty. Buck Sexton actually had a pretty good quote on it where he said how Mueller may have done Trump a favor.
I also think along have just for the opportunity, despite all the hemming and hawing about how Trump has been so unethical and terrible, but they're not sure they have enough to impeach him yet. If it were that dire a threat to the country and to our institutions, you'd think they would already know that, and they wouldn't be making obvious political calculations of whether they should do this. And I think that Mueller, in a sense, might have done Trump a favor, because anybody who was on the fence before about whether Mueller was acting like a partisan in this process, I think that's been put to rest. He said that the report speaks for itself. Well, then why is Mueller speaking to us 6 weeks after the report came out to tell us things that we didn't need to be told? He said that that they couldn't prove that he was innocent, turning centuries of American jurisprudence on its head. That's not the way it's supposed to go. You have a presumption of innocence. The most important point here being that Barr said he could have made the call and should have made the call. He didn't do that as a tactic to turn this over to Congress for impeachment. That's exactly what he wanted. That's what he's getting.
Now, we talked about this, a tactic of impeachment. You know, Barr made the comment. He says, look, there's no way Mueller should have not completed his task and instead give Congress, oh, it's on you now to impeach. You can see the level of bias that Mueller had, because Mueller should have said, look, there is no obstruction. There is no collusion. There is no obstruction. Donald Trump is innocent until proven guilty. We couldn't do it here. End of story. That's what he should have said. But as I said in the previous broadcast, Mueller had to give the Democrats a little red meat, give them a reason for Nancy Pelosi, frankly, to capitulate. This is a woman who's been saying for days, weeks, months, there's no reason to impeach Trump. We have nothing to impeach him on. Now she's suddenly shifted. So let me tell you what's going on. Nancy Pelosi has no power. The people like Al Green, Nadler, Schiff, AOC, they have all eclipsed the Speaker of the House in power. That's number one. So Pelosi's got major issues inside of her own caucus, her own party, because people are saying, you didn't want to impeach. This is what we must do. Now, that's number one. Pelosi has no power. Number two, the Democrats understand that in order for them to win the election, they must. I mean, I want you to understand how desperate they are. They must figure out a way to impeach Donald Trump. That's what they're at. So it shows a level of desperation that says we've gone from the leader, so-called leadership, the Schumer Pelosi, going, we have nothing to impeach Donald Trump on, to, hey, now we've got our reason. But here's the big backfire. The big backfire is Mueller has now been proven to be biased. I'm going to get more into that in just a second. But I don't have to explain to you the Mueller bias. Mueller picked he stacked the deck against Donald Trump. Again, nothing you don't already know. And then we start finding out now that he parsed his report. That's what he did. Mueller had to make it appear that he wasn't being biased as he's picking all Hillary Clinton people to go against Trump, as he's parsing a report, and then doesn't want to talk about it. No, here, I came out, I did my press conference, please leave me alone, because I don't want to talk about it. Let me tell you, we're going to talk today, and I should have talked about this yesterday, but I didn't. But we're going to talk today about why Mueller doesn't want to testify. Why would you want to face the firing squad of the Republicans who are going to eat you alive? Not to mention, we've now discovered that they stacked the deck for Hillary Clinton with Comey. Remember, this whole thing was because Donald Trump fired Comey, who, by the way, Rod Rosenstein had to recommend that Donald Trump fire Comey. Another one of those sad occurrences for the Democrats, but they had no choice. They wanted to leave Comey in there as their fixer. But he had screwed the pooch so badly that Rod Rosenstein had to recommend his firing, and that's what they say set off this whole chain of events. Well, guess what, folks? We'll get to dissect some of that more today, along with a lot of other great news that I promise you is going to showcase Democrat lunacy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you ever been accused of doing something that you didn't do? I told you guys, it happened to me where my brother and I wasn't even doing anything. My brother, like, arm hit me. You know, he gave me an arm lick for no reason, whatever. I remember being in the bathroom at my grandparents' house on Hay Street in San Antonio, Texas. I was 4 years old. And my brother gave me an arm lick. My grandmother looked up, and I hit my brother back, okay, because he had given me an arm lick. Maybe I didn't even hit him back. I don't remember all the details. I mean, this has been a lot of years ago. But here's what I know. I hadn't done anything wrong. I mean, in the scheme of what my brother and I would get in trouble for normally, I hadn't done anything wrong. Well, we both got a butt whooping. Now, I can remember very few. I know I got a lot of butt whoopings as a kid. But that's the one I remember. I remember that one distinctly above all others except one, where my great-grandmother whooped a bunch of us, whooped all of my brothers, my brother, my cousin, all of us, because we wouldn't go to sleep. She wanted us to be quiet, and we wouldn't. There were like six boys in the house, and all we heard was her get up with this like a bullwhip, and she just like, quack, quack, and we were scurrying all over the house. That is the only butt whooping I remember above the one that my grandmother gave me that I knew I didn't deserve. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because I want you to understand, you will remember the thing that you didn't deserve, where you got punished for what you did not do. You will remember that. That is what will stick in your craw for many, many years to come. My grandmother could have whooped me for all the things that she did and probably 50,000 other things she never caught me doing, okay? I get it. But that one that I got for not having done anything is the one that really makes me mad. I remember having animosity towards my grandmother for quite some time because I was like, you know what? You should have done a better job of figuring out who was really wrong in that equation. It was my brother. Only he deserved the whooping. I can only imagine that Trump feels something similar to this. Being accused of something that he didn't do, finding out that it was meant to be destructive. Now, here's where we part ways with the story I just told you. My grandmother wasn't trying to be destructive. She felt like she was being fair. She was doling out justice. I took it and used to do the same thing with my boys. I would say, look, I don't care who starts it. I don't care who ended it. All of you are going to get punished equally. If I'm going to give a spanking, you're all getting a spanking. And they would just, it was a great way to kind of raise boys. I probably couldn't have done that with girls. But with boys, if I'd hear one of them cry, I'd say, look, I'm just going to let you know, the next one that cries, everybody's getting a butt whooping. And that would be the end of it. They'd start playing well together. I'm not recommending this for everybody and their kids. And don't send me notes talking about, Kevin, you mean to your boys. No, I'm not. My kids are doing phenomenal. I'm not telling you that life is easy for all of us, but I'm telling you they are well-adjusted. They're doing pretty doggone well. So I can vouch for my system. But what I'm telling you is Donald Trump is really upset about this. And now the Democrats are in huge trouble. I want you to imagine on a presidential scale somebody saying, I now know that I did not get what I deserved. And it wasn't that they were just trying to be fair. It was because they were being vindictive. They were vile vermin who are D.C. swamp rats, exactly what I need to expose. And now I have the ability to expose them. Now, I know you want it to happen quicker, and we're looking for that. You know, that's part of the game here these days. But, you know, this is as quick as it's going to happen. And in fact, one of my buddies, he said to me, we were talking about this. He says, Kevin, I think this is happening too fast. I think Donald Trump needs to wait 2 or 3 more months before the cake hits the fan. And I said, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter when this cake hits the fan. It's over for the Democrats. It's over. I talked the other day about Donald Trump having 71% of people saying they now feel like this is the best economy they have for getting a job. That doesn't just translate to the economy. That is a sign of people shifting their views over. Let me tell you, when I'm traveling out, people say, so what do? I got to write political humor. And they go, oh, well, there's certainly plenty of that around. And it's funny, I say it that way because I always want to gauge, is somebody left-leaning or right-leaning? And after they say that, I go, well, I usually say something like, well, it's funny, you know, when you've been writing political humor as long as I have, you certainly saw a ton of it during the Obama administration. And now the funny part is, watching Democrats scramble to make themselves look smart. And then, boy, you can, at that point, you start getting the wink, wink, nod, nods, or you get the, I think I need to go and leave. Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe you do need to go and leave. Because what I'm telling folks is the political humor is not watching Donald Trump do his thing. The political humor is watching the Democrats have to cover up for their nefarious deeds. And that's where we are, folks. Presidential scale. Donald Trump accused of being a racist, a misogynist, an anti-immigrant bigot, Islamophobe, and a host of other things. But most importantly, being a liar. And you know what Donald Trump is saying? You know who the liars are? The liars are all these leftists. All of them. They covered up for Hillary Clinton. They tried to cover up for James Comey. They tried to cover up for John Clapper. They tried to cover up for John Brennan. They tried to cover up for the entirety of the Obama administration, including Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, all of them. And you know what? I'm exposing it. I'm going to declassify. I'm going to expose it all. I'm going to make this so open. I'm going to let the American people see this. And that's why I keep warning these Democrats, these brain dead morons out there. I keep warning them. I say, if you want to have your dogma, you know, go for it. But don't be surprised if you eat the dog, because let me tell you something. You are about to get the most rude awakening you've had in decades, and it's long overdue. New evidence of Mueller's bias. Before I even get into that, because I want to cover that in the next segment, I want to just give you some leftist logic. Obama, for example, funded the Iranian terror regime, flying in the middle of the night over, you know, whatever amount of money. He's given them billions of dollars. Obama officials, the John Kerrys of the world, etc., Brennan as well, have been caught advising Iran on how to defeat U.S. foreign policy. Obama, post-president, has trashed the U.S. in a Brazilian speech, and the Democrats want this clown on Mount Rushmore. Now, Donald Trump, in contrast, targeted Iran's nuclear program, killed a deal that he says was the worst deal he could ever write. He's crushing the Iranian economy, making their currency worth nothing. He speaks of America first, and Democrats want him impeached. When I get back, I'm going to talk about a couple more ironies, and I want to get into this new evidence around Mueller and what he tried to do to destroy Donald Trump. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Donald Trump says Mexico is showing results in cracking down on illegal immigration by deploying their own National Guard to their border with Guatemala and Belize.
They've got 45 days. They're doing really well. They're doing, frankly, better than projected. They have 6,000 soldiers.
The president phoning into Fox and Friends on Friday for nearly an hour. The president was also asked about U.S. tariffs and what that's doing with our relationship with China and a possible trade deal.
Well, we're going to see. Eventually, they're going to make a deal because they're going to have to look. They're paying hundreds of billions of dollars.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill outlawing sanctuary cities in the state of Florida.
After just having one legislative session under our belt, we're delivering on the promises that we made to the people of Florida.
The bills passed Florida's House and Senate mainly along party lines. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket has to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Maxine Waters. She was warning America that when Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, was going to leave office, he was not going to leave it to chance. He was going to make sure that he had a power base. He was going to make sure that Hillary Clinton got elected. He was going to make sure that the dirt that they have on Hillary Clinton would be something he could leverage over her. But he didn't anticipate what was going to happen next. Maxine Waters is explaining it because she was saying it will be a Democrat who's elected. And Barack Obama won't lose control of the party because of OFA and this big fat database that he's been using to spy on each and every American. She tipped the hand right there. Listen to that clip any way you want. That what she's telling you is Barack Obama started gathering data. I think they called it Operation Hammer. They should have called it Operation Hammer and Sickle, but Barack Obama knew exactly what he was doing. It had nothing to do with the betterment of America, had nothing to do with the betterment of black folks. It had something to do with Barack Obama maintaining a power base that would be untouchable. He would have his operatives in place to get information on anybody who would dare speak evil of him and what his minions have done. And the only thing that saved this republic is the election of Donald Trump. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Told you guys I want to talk about some more leftist logic, and I want to get into what Mueller did to prove his bias. Hillary Clinton is guilty, and she should have been charged. This is a woman who hid her server in her basement bathroom closet. She had a private contractor work on the server. She deleted 33,000 emails from said server after she was told she needed to produce the evidence. She then claimed that there was no classified information or secret information on her server, which turned out to be a lie. She then destroyed the server's hard drives. She bleach bit them. She destroyed her BlackBerry and other communication devices with hammers, and they said that there was no, what was it, the word, intent. And that even though she technically is guilty, she shouldn't be charged because, as Comey, the fixer, the disgraced former FBI director put it, we can't prove her intent. Now, Donald Trump has been proven to be innocent after 2 years of exhaustive research and investigations on him. Over $30 million spent on this farce, and the people in this conspiracy to get in this attempted coup say that Trump is innocent, but he should be charged. I just want you to understand how crazy the left is. Hiding a server in your bathroom basement closet is not a conspiracy, but firing a crooked FBI director is a conspiracy. I just want you to understand the logic you're dealing with when you're thinking about these crazy lefties. KJ Radio, Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, I should have said. I hope you download this for posterity. Tell your churins to come back and listen to Kevin at some point. Oh, my goodness. So let's go into what's really happening here. So new evidence emerges that shows that former special counsel Robert Mueller, who is now disgraced, all of these people are going to be able to add disgraced to their descriptive titles. But he put his finger on the scale of justice against President Trump. Mueller did this as smooth as you could possibly do it. He is the ultimate fixer for the Democrats. If there was a Harvey Keitel in, what was that movie, Pulp Fiction, this is the dude. This is the guy that you blow the brains out of the passenger in the back seat. You call cartel. He gets somebody to clean it up. It looks like nothing ever happened except, well, I didn't know they were going to use luminol. They found the blood spatter. They found the blood trail. They know the DNA. And they got the victim's tooth. I don't know, but they figured it out. And that's essentially what happened with Mueller. Mueller did everything he possibly could to fix this, and he figured out he couldn't do it. So then he says, you know what? I'll give you one last chance, Congress. You can do it. I'll make this stupid comment, and hopefully nobody will notice that a man is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Maybe they won't catch it. Yeah, but there was a voicemail transcript. And people not only saw it, they're like, wait a minute. Here's what CNN wrote. Overall, the voicemail highlights a call that special counsel Robert Mueller investigated as a potential obstruction of justice by the president. Dowd, who was the president's attorney, had made the call on November 22nd of 2017 after Flynn's team said it could no longer communicate with the White House just before Flynn pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate in the Mueller investigation. So understand, this is the last conversation that Dowd with the White House could have with Flynn's team. In a voicemail transcript, most of which was previously documented in the Mueller report, and I want to stress the word, most of which was documented. Dowd said it, quote, wouldn't surprise me if Flynn was about to make a deal, but if it, quote, implicates the president, then we've got a national security issue or ... some issue ... not only for the president but for the country. He then asked for a heads up, according to the transcript. Dowd also wanted to remind Flynn about the president and his feelings towards Flynn. The call, quote, could have had the potential to affect Flynn's decision to cooperate as well as the extent of that cooperation, Mueller wrote in his report on potential obstruction of justice by the president during the investigation. Here's what he wrote. We do not have evidence establishing whether the president knew about or was involved in the counsel's communication with Flynn's counsel. Mueller credited Flynn for turning over the voicemail to investigators so they could investigate possible obstruction of the probe, according to a previous court filing. The problem for Mueller and Team Democrat, though, is that the voicemail in no way indicated obstruction on behalf of the president, as that little tidbit would suggest, because what Mueller did was he parsed it. Here's the article continuing. It says, Dowd pushed back on Friday, interpreting the call as possible obstruction in any way. And here's what he wrote. This is clearly a baseless political document designed to smear and damage the reputation of the counsel and innocent people. He said, Trump's lawyers had given Flynn, quote, documents, advice, and encouragement as part of his efforts to cooperate with Mueller's team. The Mueller team never questioned Trump's lawyers about the allegations, Dowd added. Now, Devin Nunes went on to explain even more so what happened, and he noted the side-by-side comparison of the Dowd transcript text and the Mueller report text. Clearly, the Mueller report did not disclose the full Dowd message. Now, this is where this thing gets, okay, Robert Mueller, we get it. Dowd said he wanted a heads up, get this, not only for the president, but for the country, and that he wasn't asking for, quote, any confidential information, critical omissions that would put this voicemail in proper context. So which of these dozen pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Trump investigators prepared this part of Mueller's report? Because I'd like to know who did that. Who wrote that? Who omitted the meat of what he said? I don't want anything done illegally. Anything that where we can, you can make us, you can advise us on what's being done, we want it. If it's confidential in any way, we don't want it. That is specific. The fact that this team deleted 19,000 emails between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page might also be another clue. Now, if you're saying, well, Kevin, hold on a second. You know, these emails were two anti-Trump lovers texting sweet nothings to one another. Yeah, I would go with that on a little bit. But based on Team Democrats' makeup, the Mueller team, I suggest we get a new set of investigators to at least get in and take a look, because I'm sensing some bias here. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It's a great time to be an American. I'm talking about a true blue American. It is a great time. We will finally drain the swamp. You have never been part of such an extensive purge of D.C. swamp rats. The Republic finally stands a chance now. I want you to think about everything leading into 2020, what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with a president who's addressing trade, We're going to be dealing with an economy that is booming. And I could go on that side. But let me tell you what the Democrats are going to be dealing with. They're going to be dealing with disease and pestilence, illegal immigration, and all the things leading up to the problems facing this country. Overburdened healthcare systems, overburdened criminal justice systems, overburdened education systems, and so on. Problems all created because of Democrats' ideas. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The Republic now stands a chance. The only way this comes to be, folks, I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether you believe in God or not. I do. I happen to be a Christ follower and a very flawed one. But God is guiding this whole thing. He guides everything. But God picked the side. God said, okay, I'm taking sides. I'm going to take the side of the righteous. And, you know, what seemed like was hopeless as we waited there at the banks of the Red Sea, and we were going, where are we going to go with Obama's chariots chasing us into the ocean? And suddenly, Moses, played by Donald Trump, parts the Red Sea, and we walk across at a shallow part. And we go to the other side. And you know what's about to happen in case you haven't seen the Ten Commandments? Pharaoh, and by the way, played by Obama, and his chariots are chasing us into the ocean. And as we get to the other shore, then the sea collapses and engulfs all of Pharaoh's army. Well, that's what's about to happen to the Democrats. You're about to watch pestilence of biblical proportions happen to them. Can I get an amen? Come on, fellas. I'm preaching up in here. Democrats, the party of no ideas. The only thing the Democrats want to do is get Donald Trump. And you know why they want to get him? To teach you a lesson. How dare you question the intelligentsia? How dare you ordinary mortals, you ordinary peons, I should say. They don't think of you as mortals. That would mean they humanize you. They think of you as pawns and peons. How dare you thwart the system? Make a guy who jumped over both parties, the chosen one, Hillary Clinton, whatever number of Republicans that Donald Trump had to beat up, and how dare you let him leapfrog the entirety of the system that's been put in place so Hillary Clinton could have been coronated, and you know nothing about what she and all the other Democrats did to thwart an election. To heck with the Russians. The Russians did nothing in comparison to what these people are doing. And so the outcome of that is Donald Trump gets into office, and you know what he starts doing? He starts deconstructing, pardon me, all of the crap that Obama did. Here was an article that says, at first glance, you might think that the Democrat presidential campaign is boiling over with one new idea after another. Free health care, free education, no more carbon emissions. There have been so many pronouncements, it's hard to keep track of them. But that's just at first glance. If you delve deeper, you discover these are not ideas at all. They're feelings. Strongly held feelings, mind you, but feelings nonetheless. Take health care. There's only one interesting public policy question there. If we paid for health care in a different way, for example, through taxes instead of fees for services rendered, would health care become cheaper, better, or more accessible? Would you believe that Democratic presidential candidates have no interest in ever discussing that question? They assiduously avoid telling us how national health insurance would be paid for or how it would work, except to assure us that there would be no lengthy wait for health care or lack of access due to modern technology as there is in Canada. But how do they know nothing bad would happen if they refuse to think about the details? As it turns out, there have only been two new ideas in healthcare in the last several decades. Both are considered right-of-center ideas because of their reliance on choice and competition. Healthcare savings accounts allow people to manage some of their own healthcare dollars were introduced with great success in Singapore in 1984, in the United States and South Africa in the 1990s. Roughly 40 million people in this country now have an HSA or a similar health reimbursement arrangement, and these accounts are quite popular. Buying and selling private insurance on a market-based exchange is another right-of-center idea, first introduced on a national scale in Switzerland, subsequently copied in the Netherlands and elsewhere. Strangely, left-wingers almost never mention Swiss healthcare, even though that system is judged to be the most egalitarian in the world. Now, I'm just going to stop there for just a second and explain to you that all he's telling you is the only thing that the Democrats brought to the party is, how do we pay for healthcare? Do you pay it yourself by choosing where you want to get your healthcare? Or do we gangster grab it from you, make you buy it through the exchange of the government, and essentially evolve to a single-payer healthcare system which has failed in any country? If they tell you the truth, it doesn't work. In Canada, it doesn't work. Unless you like waiting for long healthcare lines or getting on a plane or a bus and heading to America to get your healthcare. It doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere. The best system allows for choice. That's true of anything. It would be like having a car manufacturer that only makes one car. Why would we do that? It makes no sense. If you live on a ranch, you probably want a truck. Or you probably want some sort of a dune buggy or, you know, I don't know. You know, you get what I'm saying? If you're a longshoreman, you don't think you want to haul stuff in a car. If you're transporting your invalid, in-law, you probably want a van. If you have lots of kids, you may want the same kind of van or an SUV. If you're a single hot dude or a hot girl, you might want a sports car, a convertible. That's why we have this thing called choice. And the reason we have competition is because some people say, I want a stronger engine to pull my truck, or I'm going to have to pull a boat, so I need to have a bigger engine on my car or my other vehicle or whatever it may be. You're given choices, except when it comes to your health. You can have a choice in the car you have, in the neighborhood you live in, the house you buy, the clothing. Look at the number of choices that you get. But when it comes to your health care, guess what? The government goes, no, you should only have one choice, one size fits all, because that works so well in the real world, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, it's kind of like an arranged marriage. I don't care who you are growing up in India, you're going to marry Rahim, you know, Raji or whatever, Raji, what's a good Indian name? You're going to marry Ravi. That's who you're marrying. One size fits all. That's it. You have no choice. Now, give that choice to any woman in America. You're going to get betrothed to that man, and you have no choice. And what do you think she would say? Oh, heck no. Tell a dude, hey, look, that is the woman you're going to marry. And he looks over and sees Joy Behar's sister and goes, oh, heck no. You get what I'm saying? But when it comes to health care, we should have one choice, single payer, because it's going to benefit everybody. Well, you know what? Why not one clothing? Why don't all the women have to wear hijabs or whatever they call them? One choice, black, and I don't want to see anything but your eyes. Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you who you're going to marry. You're going to marry the Ernest Borgnine's brother. Nick Nolte's brother. Unbelievable. So, Democrats claim to be all about choice except for things that can take your money. Yeah, they're not about choice then. And I could give you dozens of examples just like that. School choice. Why shouldn't you be able to pick your school? Oh, but when you talk about choice, the minute you put school choice, oh, well, you know, we have schools that have been assigned to people. Yeah, and black people don't want to go to those schools because they stink. They want to go to your schools. They want to go to those suburb schools. Schools where these intelligentsia white kids get to go. All these Democrats, white kids. By the way, the schools that you need the school choice in, they're not in, you know, bum junk Tennessee or Alabama or Texas or wherever. They're in Chicago. They're in New York. They're in Philadelphia. Those are the schools where they need the most choice. You know who runs those schools? You know who runs those cities? I don't have to tell you who runs them. You know who runs them. These people act as if they are the party of no ideas. They bring nothing new except complaints.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.